Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Chavtes in Maseches Yevamos. It is the 831st daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue discussing the Mishnah on the bottom of Chavches Amabez and flesh out once again the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, who says that if two Arayos fall to you, so the halachi is, Bishah, according to Rabbi Shimon, Shinasu Tzara Zulazu, Lo Yehi L'chalikuchin Afilu B'achas Mehen. And we're going to flesh out that sheet of Rabbi Shimon a little bit more in the context of an Iser Mitzvah that falls with another Yavam. Then we're going to have a new Mishnah. The main subject of that Mishnah that's going to be new is going to be Kinyan Ma'amar. We're going to discuss in a case in which the Yavam only has the opportunity to do Ma'amar, is it considered as if he already married the Yavama? And then it will have implications in instances where there are two sisters that are falling to a Yavam, where one of them, there had already been Kinyan Ma'amar, which was done. Ma'amar, of course, means when a Yavam says that he's going to take in this Yavama. We will continue to come back to the sugya of Zika, and that will wrap up Bezer Hashem today's daf. So let's begin on the top of Chavtes Amud Aleph. The Mishnah tells us that in a case in which you have an Iser Mitzvah or an Iser Kedusha, which constitute one of the two sisters that have fallen to you for Yibum, so even though one of the sisters are Aser to you, and then you could argue you should be able to do Yibum with the other sister, since they're only Aser Midrabanan or Aser Mitores Lav, the halachi is Chaltzos Velomis Yavamos. And here, Rabbi Shimon does not disagree. Like we had above in the Mishnah, where Rabbi Shimon disagrees in a case of where you have two sisters, one of them being an Erva, so then in such a case, Rabbi Shimon exempts based on the rule of Nasu Tzaros Zolazu Lo Yehlechu Lukukin Afilu Ba'achas Man, based on the Pasuk, V'yishal Achosa Lo Sikach L'tzror. So the Gemara asks, V'amar Rabbi Shimon, but didn't Rabbi Shimon say, Shteich Achayos Lo Chotzos V'lo Misyavmos, that you're not supposed to do neither Chalitza nor Yibum? Explains Rashi on the top line, V'amar Rabbi Shimon, Shteich Achayos Lo Chotzos V'lo Misyavmos, V'hocha Amai Boi Chalitza, why do you need Chalitza? Hakiv Midar Raisa Chazi Liyivume, since Min HaTorah, there is no problem. Take the case of an Iser Midrabanan Skukahi. So then in such a case, the Iser Kedusha is Zakuk, two sisters. Vavu Kishar Shtei Achoyos. So then it's as if you have two sisters. Shenasu Tzar Zolzeh. V'Rabbi Shimon Poter Achos Skukah Me'ach Elitza. And we learned that Rabbi Shimon said that if there's Achos Zakukah, because Shelo Yehei Likuchid, so then in such a case, why does Rabbi Shimon not disagree in this case? Answers the Gemara, because we're afraid that if we're going to say by two sisters that the other sister you could do Yibum, that halach is that you're Patur and you don't even do Chalitza, so then in such a case you would think the same thing applies if there's a general Iser Mitzvah. In other words, not in the case of two sisters. People think that once there's an Iser Mitzvah, so then that's like an Erva, and there isn't requirement of Chalitza. And that's not true. We learned earlier, on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, that when it comes to the Iser Mitzvah, so then there's a requirement of Chalitza, and not an absolute Ptur. So hence, Gzer Mishum Iser Mitzvah Dalma. Asks the Mar, Ha-teinach ihi achois, Ha-teinach ihi, that makes sense, that you should need to do Chalitza with the Iser Mitzvah because of a Gzeira, that you might come next time to think that you're exempt from Chalitza, from an Iser Mitzvah, and that's not true. Iser Mitzvah does have requirement of Chalitza, like the Mishnah says on Chaf Amud Aleph, but Achosa Ma'ikol Ameimar, what about the sister? Because the Lashon on the Mishnah is Chaltzos in plural, which means that you do Chalitza with both of them. So why do you do it? Answers the Gemara, Gzeira Achosa Mishum Lotadida. There is a Gzeira by to do Chalitza with the sister, because Lota means her mazel. If we're going to be Matir to do a Chalitza only on the Iser Mitzvah and not on the sister, that a person will come to be matir, the sister, to the shuk without chalitza. In other words, the sister of Iser Mitzvah. And that will come to people being matir, the Iser Mitzvah itself. In other words, that once people heard that the achosa didn't need the chalitza, then they will think that whole situation doesn't need chalitza. So here the expression, l'ta dida, the expression is that her mazel, that the mazel of the sister, that she was stuck to another sister who happened to be in Iser Mitzvah as well, so in such a case, her mazel put her into that gezerah, the need for that gezerah. The same gezerah that we learned originally, that we're afraid that people might come to be matir in Iser Mitzvah. Asks the Gemara, v'agabi erva lo gazrina. But when it comes to an erva, if the other sister was an erva, a general erva, we wouldn't have made a gzera. Let's explain. Take a look at Rashi. V'agabi erva lo gazrina. Dim hoisa achas men asur lov iser erva. If one of the sisters was an iser erva, so then, asur ba umutar ba'achosa. The halacha is that if two sisters fall to Shimon, and one of them is an Iser Erva, so he's allowed to marry the other sister. Ha'erva yotza b'lo chalitza. V'lo amrin t'chachlotz erva, gzeira mishum achosan. We don't require any chalitza. Gzeira, that you'll come to say that if you don't need to do chalitza, in this case, we're afraid that you're going to think that you don't need to do chalitza in a case of achosa she'ena erva, v'ruya liyibum. Banami continues Rashi, and here too, the Rabbi Shimon ervahi. She's considered an erva shenasu tsaros when they become tsaros. V'amai matzriches lo chalitza mishum gzeres achosa. So why is it that all of a sudden here we make gzer achosa and we don't make it in a case of a classic case of erva? Answers the Gemara: Shani erva is different to migmar gemira la inish v'kala isla. Everybody knows that the reason why he didn't do erva with the other sister is because she was an erva. However, when it comes to a case in which he was quote-unquote only an Iser Mitzvah, people will think that the reason why they didn't do Chalitza has to do with the fact that the woman was an Iser Mitzvah, and then Iser Mitzvah in general does not need Chalitza, and that, of course, as we explained above, is not true. The Mishnah continues, Shleisha Achim, there are three brothers, Shnayim Nisuyim Shtei Achayos, continuing the theme where you have, in our Mishnah, in the third Perek, brothers married to two sisters, ve'echad mufna, and then there is a third single brother, meis echad mibalei achayos. One of the husbands passed away, so let's take the names from the Hod V'Hodar charts. In the case where you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi that are brothers, Rachel and Leah are sisters, Reuven is married to Rachel, Shimon is married to Leah, Reuven dies without children, and Rachel falls to Levi, who was the single brother. So let's see that inside. So, ve'echad mufna, meis echad mibalei achayos, ve'asaba mufna mamar, and Levi does maimer. Maimer, of course, being that he says to the woman that he intends to do yibum with her, which we're going to see, according to most opinions, not necessarily Beishamai, is a din d'rabbanan. Ve'achar kach meis achav hasheni, and then the other brother dies. So then, Beishamai omrim ishto ima. Beishamai says that since he already did maimer with the first sister, then she's considered his wife. Vahalazu, and the second yavama that fell to him, mishum teitze mishum achos isha, then they don't stay married because he's now married to the sister. Ubeishilal omrim, Beishilal disagrees that this maimer is not considered a full kinyan. Moitzias ishto, because this was only maimer, so then in such a case, he can no longer stay married to her, because what fell to him are two sisters. And of course, if two sisters fall to him, so then you have the problem of achos zekuka. So therefore, what he needs to do, says Beis Hillel, is he has to be motzi, the woman that he did maimer with the get, ubechalitza. And then he also has to do chalitza with her. Ve'eshes achiv, and the other woman that he had not yet done maimer with, but it also fallen to her, bechalitza. She has to have chalitza, just like we learned in the previous mission on the bottom of Chav Chesam Abeis, that the woman goes out with chalitza if there are two sisters that fault him. Zui Yishamru, and this, says the Mishnah, is what our expression, Oiloi al Ishtoi v'Oiloi al Ishasachiv. Woe to his wife if they only did Maimer, and woe to his other brother's wife, which was the Yama that now felt her, which is also the sister, because now they're stuck, and they could only do a get and chalitza. Analyzes the Gemara. Zuhi lemiute mai. When the Mishnah says zuhi, it's coming to exclude something. In other words, what is the Mishnah coming to emphasize over here? Just to teach us an expression? Zuhi is coming to emphasize a particular case, the Gemara assumes. Says the Gemara, lemiute hachta Rabbi Yeshua. It's coming to exclude Rabbi Yeshua. The law of dinan kavasei, that he does not follow this position. Let's take a look at Rashi, who quotes Rabbi Yeshua's position. After Rabbi Yeshua beperek beishamai, later on Kuftes Amad Alf, dekamer nami, ilo al ishto, ilo al eshes achiv. That Rabbi Yeshua is of the opinion that there is another instance where we say, oiloi al ishto v'oiloi al eshes achiv. And that's a case in which two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, were married to two sisters, but a slight nuance that the second sister, in this case, let's call him Shimon in the Hod V'Hodar, is married to a Ketana, and the Kedushin is only Midrabbanan. And if Reuven and Shimon both pass away, let's just talk about if Shimon is alive and Reuven passes away. So the halacha is now that when Reuven passes away, Shimon cannot do Yibum with Reuven's wife, because he's married to the little sister. However, that marriage is only midrabbanan. So Rabbi Yoshua there goes so far as to say that in such a case, oiloi al ishtoi, oiloi al eshes achiv, and he says that the halacha is that Shimon needs to divorce his ishto ktana and do chalitza with Rachel, the wife of Reuven. So this is the position of Rabbi Yoshua, that you say, Oiloi al ishtoi, oiloi al eshes achiv, as the Mishnah elucidates on Kuf Tes Amid Aleph, in such an instance as well. Here the Gemara says, the only time we say that you're stuck, Oiloi al ishtoi, oiloi al eshes achiv, is the case of where the brother did a mamar, as described in our Mishnah. Zui limiute mai is limiute hachter Rabbi Yoshua. The law of Dinan Kavasei. We don't follow his opinion. Ella, but rather what is followed. E Rebbe Gamliel, E Kerebbe Lazar. Either you follow Rebbe Gamliel or you follow the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer. Rebbe Gamliel is of the opinion that Shimon could actually do Yibum with Rachel, in a case of which Leah says that she wants to do Miun, the sister that he was married to, the Ketana, with Reuven, the brother. In a case of where she doesn't want to do Miun, so then they wait until she is old enough, and then he's fully married to his original wife, who was once a Ketana, and then there is no mitzvah Yibum at all. Or Rabbi Eliezer's position is that we teach Leah to the Ketana to do Miun, and then in such a case, the Yavam can do either Yibum or Chalitza with the other sister. So those are Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, but they don't force the husband to give a get. Now the Gemara is going to begin to explain the Shita of Beis Shammai. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Loi Teima Maimer Le Beis Shammai Kona Kinyan Gomor. Even according to Beis Shammai, the Maimer goes so far as Kona Kinyan Gomor, that it creates a full-fledged Kinyan when it comes to Yavama. Don't make that error. Even though we just learned in our Mishnah, then a case of when he does Maimar, so then in such a case, then the halacha is, that's no longer considered as if there was a Chos Kuka that falls to him. In a case when he did Maimar on one sister, we don't say that the other sister he needs to do any Chalitza, because we consider it as if there is no Chos Kuka, due to the fact that he already took in one of the sisters. However, nevertheless, don't go so far, says Rabbi Lazar, to say that it's a kinyan gomer, di boy la fuka, that in the case of he wants to divorce her after he did Maimer, sagi la begita, that all you need is a get. In other words, even though Maimer in our Mishnah is going to exempt the husband from doing anything with the sister, of the woman he did Maimer with, Nevertheless, it's not considered a full kedushin to the point that you'll have to do chalitza in an instance that he decides to separate from the yavama that he did maimer with. Ella maimer le beis shame, contains the gemara three lines from the bottom. Maimer according to beis shame ain't a kona. It only works el litchos bitzara bilvad, to exempt and to push away the tzara, in this case, the sister, the second sister that falls to him, to a point that he doesn't need to do chalitza, or doesn't need to do chalitza with her. Amar Rabbi Yavin, afanana mitnina. We also learn this idea that Beis Shammai doesn't mean to say that Maimer is considered a full-fledged kinyan. Beis Shammai omer yikaimu. That's a case from the first Mishnah on our Perek, in our Perek on Chavav Amid Aleph, that says in a case of where there are achos sekukos that fall to two brothers and they erroneously live with them, so then in such a case, then b'di'eved they're allowed to stay married to them. And where medayik yikaimu in, l'chatchila lo, that only b'di'eved they're allowed to stay married. Analyzes the Gemara on the top of Chav Tesem Abeis, v'yis al-kadaitach maimer le Beis Shammai kone kinyin gomur, and if you're going to say, according to Beis Shammai, that maimer makes it a kinyin gomur, then I have a solution to that problem of taking in achos zekuka. Ze yasa maimer v'yikne. Let this one do maimer and be kona the wife. And then in such a case, there will no longer be an achos zekuka for the other. Ve'ze yasa maimer v'yikne. Elamai. Dochu d'chia. Must be that maimer does not constitute a full-fledged kinyan to remove the problem of achos zekuka. And in the case of zeyasemaimer v'yitcha, then in such a case, now the Gemara follows up and asks, but if that would be so, the maimer pushes out the issue of tzara, then why did Beis Shammai prohibit in the first place the situation in which that they're not supposed to get married? Just push off the tzara. In other words, your above argument is so strong that you have this Eitzah of Maimer, whether Maimer works as a Kinyan Gomor or pushes off the Yisr, at the end of the day, isn't that a way of effectively pushing off the Yisr? Elamai Yislach Maimer. What are you going to answer? Maimer de Teira Dachi. When does Maimer work when it's a Maimer of Heter? Let's take a look at Rashi, who explains in the second narrow line that teradachi maimer shenasis beheter, maimer that was done in a permissible fashion, diavi boili yivume, at the time that you were able, that she fell to you, there was no problem of doing maimer. For example, in the case of our Mishnah, at the time only one woman fell to this single man, and he did maimer. So then, in such a case, I was done beheter. Have a matzivume, kigomasis, and da'ayin lo naflachos. Those are critical words, because the sister hasn't yet fallen to her. So then, in such a case, then it pushes off the tzara. The yisura lo dachi. But if it's done the beisur, then it doesn't push it off. Dachinami. So too, in the case of Mishnah on Lamed Vav Amar Alf, maimer. I feel a man domer maimer kona kinyin gamur. Even if you hold Maimer works as a Kinyan Gomer, which is not the position of a Shammai according to some, the Teira Kani, the Isura Lo Kani. It would not work in a case of where there was already Isser to push off the problem of Achoso being one that had fallen to him at the same time. So therefore, Maimer is not a suggestion, and therefore, Rebbe Ovin's Raya is not a strong Raya. You could explain the Mishnah whether Beis Shammai holds Maimer as a Kinyan Gomor or not. And that's due to the fact that you can't do Maimer when there already is an Isur that has fallen to him, to Yibu. Rav Ashi Masnachi. Rav Ashi suggests another way of understanding Rebbe Lazar, who said that the halacha is that Maimer is not a full-fledged Kinyan. He explains as follows. Amar Rebbe Lazar, Loi Teimar Maimer LeBeis Shammai Dachi Dichia Gemura. Don't say that Maimer is a full-fledged push-off. To the point in which he had done Maimer with one of the sisters prior, that if another sister falls to him, that there isn't a required chalitza. No. Lo teima Maimer lebeis shammai dochi dichia gemura v'tzarasa chalitza nami lo boi. Ela doche umeshayeru. It pushes off in the sense that he can't marry her, he can't marry the sister, as well as explains Rashi. Let's take a look at Rashi inside. That now doesn't make the woman he did maimer with usher to him. However, there is a requirement for him to do chalitza. And Amar Rabbi Yovin, afana nami tanina. And that is what Rabbi Yovin was bringing out from the Mishnah on Chavav Amin Aleph. Beishamai omrim yikaimu yikaimu. Beishamai says, in a case in which two brothers did yibum with two sisters, and really they weren't supposed to, so Beishamai says that they stay married. Yikaimu in lechatchila lo. But lechatchila you're not supposed to do it. V'isal kadaitach. And if you help, Maimer le Beis Shammai docha dechia gemura. That Maimer, according to Beis Shammai, not only creates the phenomenon that you could stay with the woman that you did Maimer with, but also you no longer need to do chalitza. Zeh yasa Maimer v'yitcha. Let each brother do Maimer. One do Maimer and then push off the requirement of chalitza with the other woman. Vizeh yasa Maimer v'yitcha. And that would be fine. The fact that we don't have that suggestion shows us that there is still a requirement of chalitza. However, Rav Ashi questions this. Ve'lahodik tani, but what about in our Mishnah? We learned Beishamei Omrim Ishto Imo Valazu Teitze Mishomachos Isha. Simple reading of our Mishnah is once he does Maimer with the sister previously, then there's no requirement of chalitza at all. Valazu Teitze Mishomachos Isha. This is Achos Ishto. In other words, the sister who falls to Yavam is the sister of someone who's entirely married to him because of Maimer. And due to that, the simple reading of our Mishnah is that there's no requirement of Chalitza. Ela, must you say, Yavama de Chazia Lekulu, Chazia Lemiktsasa. Yavama de Lo Chazia Lekulu, Lo Chazia Miktsasa. Really explains Rashi, El Yivama de Chazia Klomar, El Olam Dachi Dichia Gemura. Really, Maimer creates a Dichia Gemura. Ude Kashalach, we had above a difficulty, Hasam Nami Litchi, that in such a case, when it comes to the Mishnah Chavav Amid Aleph, let them do Maimer, and then there wouldn't be a requirement of Chalitza at all. Lo Damil Masnisan Dahacha, it's not comparable. Why? Explains Rashi, Dichinafla Va'ovin Maimer, because when she falls, both of them fall to the two brothers, and they do maimer, hachazi lekula mili, diyivama, lesyabim velachlots. Excuse me, I said the Mishnah Chafav. Let's start with our case. The answer is, dahacha, that over here, dechi nafla, when she falls, va'oven maimer, and you do maimer, havechazi lekula. So then in such a case, you could do anything with her. In other words, there was one woman that fell to him for Yibum and he did Maimer. So in such a case, when you could do anything, he could have lis Yabim for Lachlots. Hilka Chazil Miktsasai LeMaimer. Then you could do a partial Kinyan of Maimer. The Maimer Dach Yachos LeKishatipo. And will work to push off the sister that fell to him. Aval Hasam, but on Chavavim and Aleph, the Tarvayu Naflo called the Maimer. Both of them fell to him before Maimer. Velo Chazia LeKulam Mili. Diyavama, because he can't do Yibum to them, because both of them fell simultaneously, and you have Achosu Kukasa, so then Lo Chazal Miktsasa, then you can't do Maimer. The only time you could do Maimer is when you have the potential for both Yibum and Chalitza. L'fichach, Ein Maimer Doch Achosa. In such a case, Maimer would not push off the Isser of Achosa. Mark it to use Boi Rabba, Maimer Lebe Shammai. When a person does do Maimer, Nisuin Aysa, Oy Erisin Aysa. Does it create Nisuin or Erisin? Amar Le'abai, L'may Hilchasa. For what halachas are you asking? Now, there are many differences between Nisuin and Erisin. And the Gemara here is going to elucidate some of the differences in a general case of marriage, the difference between Nisuin and Erisin. And Abai is going to question whether those are relevant in the case of Yibum. That's the basic list that appears in the Mishnah in Ksubis, and that is that for Nesua, he's able to inherit her, he's allowed to be Metamitur, he's the Kohen, and he's the only one that's made for Nedareha, and not her father. Rebbe Chiya taught in regards to an arusa, isha arusa lo onen v'lo metame la, v'chein hi lo onenes v'lo metames la mesa en yarsha mes hu gova ksubasa. In regards to most halachos, she's not considered husband and wife entirely when it comes to most halachos like mitamila, as Rabbi Chiya taught, that if there's no halachos of onen, if he's a kohen, he's not mitamir, she also does not become an onen to him if he passes away. She also is not mitame to him. That's an example of if he dies on a regel, she's not supposed to be mitame to him, and she has no mitzvah to bury him. The one exception is, and there is no Yerusha, is in regards to Ksuba. If he wrote her a Ksuba during Erison, then she does collect the Ksuba. But almost all things Rabbi Chiya taught, they're not considered full husband and wife. Avad ba maimer mi boi? Is there any shayla in regards to maimer? Maimer is certainly less than Erison. Erison is min haTorah. Maimer is only midrabbanan. Ve'ela le'inyim misir lechupa. But no, the question here is in regards to chuppah. We know that when it comes to nisuin, you need to go to the chuppah. That's part of nisuin. Here, by the way, the Gemara tips its hand about what nisuin is. The Ran in the beginning of Ksubis discuss what constitutes nisuin. And here the Gemara uses this expression chuppah, and now we need to know what exactly chuppah is. But either way, is there this requirement of going to the chuppah? Mai, nisuin osa. Once they do Maimer, it's considered as if they did Nisuin as well. Oh, Dilma, Erisinosa, Boy Misir Lechuppah. Do you need to have a Chuppah ceremony after Maimer? Amale, Hashta lo Ovid ba Maimer. Siv Yivimto Yavo Alea. In a case where you didn't do Maimer, so then in such a case, Yivimto ba Alea, and that means Baal Karcha, so that he's allowed to have relations with her Baal Karcha. Ovid ba Maimer mi Boy. Is there any ceremony that needs to be done? If Yibum could even be done against her will. Amalei, so he responded to him. Abaye responded. Some have the girsa in. Yes. Shani Omer, kol oisa maimar, b'yivimto parcha mimena zikas yibmin v'cholala zikas erisin. That I hold that if you do maimar, so then in such a case, what's removed is the zika of Yivama, which allows for Baal Karcha, and now it's Zikas Erisin, and once you have Zikas Erisin, so then it could only be done Midaita, and once it could only be done Midaita, then maybe in such a case, we need to do Chuppah. We're going to stop Ezer Hashem today's daf over here on the first wide line. I have to go to Yeshiva and start learning with the Talmidim. I hope Ezer Hashem, for tomorrow on Monday, to pick up on the first wide line on Daf Chav Tes Amabez. This Ezer Hashem concludes Daf Chav Tes in Maseches Yevamos.